Simen Shin Chav Beis, Din Noilad B'Shabbos. The Mechaber says that a beya, an egg that's noilad, that comes out of the chicken on Shabbos, is usher, certainly to eat it, and it's usher even to metaltle, even to move it. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason why it's usher to eat it, even if you want to swallow it raw, without cooking it. The reason why it's usher to eat it is a gzera because of Shabbos that falls out right after Yom Tov, or right before Yom Tov. In such a case, the beya, the egg, is usher b'deraisa. And the reason is because any beer that comes out of the chicken now, it was really finished, it was really nigmar inside yesterday, and it takes another day till it comes out. So if Yom Tov falls out on Friday, and the egg comes out of the chicken on Shabbos, that means it was really finished on Friday, on Yom Tov, and now it just came out on Shabbos. If you eat it on Shabbos, it will come out that Yom Tov was mechen for Shabbos, Yom Tov prepared for Shabbos, and that we have exerced kosev deraisa, and that's also to have, because v'hoya b'yem ha-shishi v'echino sasher aviu, on a regular Friday, prepare everything that's going to be for Shabbos, by the Parshas Haman. And Stam Shishi is a regular Friday's Chol, and it's come to teach us that Dafka on Chol, on a regular weekday, you can prepare for Shabbos. But Yom Tov, you cannot prepare for Shabbos. And the same thing, Shabbos cannot prepare for Yom Tov. Yom Tov cannot prepare for Shabbos. Certainly, Shabbos cannot prepare for Yom Tov. So therefore, you have a problem if a Beah comes out on Shabbos, where Yom Tov was the day before, or a Beah comes out on Yom Tov that falls out on Sunday, where Shabbos was the day before. And because of this halacha, of when Yom Tov is on Friday or Sunday, that you can have a problem with the Raisa. Therefore, Chazal or Goyes, anytime a Beah is Noel on Shabbos, that's the Asa Ba'achila. And once Asa Ba'achila, it becomes Muksa. Muksa can't be Talto at all. And the Mechaber says, even if this Beah that was Noel on Shabbos gets mixed with 1,000 other eggs that are Noel during the week, still, they all become Asa now, and you cannot be Talto or eat any of them, because even though usually there's a concept of Bittel Reiv, something's Bottle, in when there's more of Heter and a minority of Isser, there's Bittel, and we don't have to worry about the Isser. Here's a Dovish Yesh Matir. Dovish Matir is something that if you weigh a little bit, it'll become Mutter anyway. Halacha is Dovish Yesh Matir and fill the elf bottle, even 1,000 is not bottle. Because the Achat, the Echlan of the Isser, Mr. Burr brings something that comes to Rishon, and the why are you eating the Isser? Why don't you just wait and eat it by Heter? So here, if you wait till Shabbos is over, they'll all become Mutter. So therefore, there's no Bittel. So the Beish, know that the Shabbos gets mixed with other eggs, they're all also to eat, they're all also to Metaltel now till the end of Shabbos. And Mr. Brewer says, even if the suffix on the Be'ef was noted on Shabbos before, it's also Aser. Even though suffix Darbonon Kula, and here we're handling something that's Darbonon, because a standard Shabbos is only Darbonon. The Darais is only when you have Yom Tov on Friday or Yom Tov on Sunday. Still, by Dovish Matirin, Ramach Bar and Tzveik is even on suffix Darbonon. The only thing Mr. Brewer says, if you get up early in the morning before Alayis HaShachar, and you found that the egg already came out of the chicken, so then you can metalt, then you can eat it, because most chickens are not molded Belayla at night. So we find it before there's a shachar, when it's still night, or Friday night, that means Mestamba came out already on Friday, and therefore it'll be fine. The Mechaber says this egg, which is muktzavi, you can't eat it, can't metaltle, however, you could put a kli over it, just that shouldn't get broken, as long as you're careful not to touch it. Mr. Burr explained not to touch the kli, and certainly not touch the egg, and the reason is, because the egg's around, if you touch it, right away it automatically moves, and you're being metaltle it. And therefore, it's also to touch the egg, and even the kli that's protecting it. Sif Beis, the Mechaber says that if Shabbos comes right after Yom Tov or comes right before Yom Tov, whatever is noted on one is Aser on the other one. The Mishnah Berurah explains, because otherwise one is being Mechon for the next day. Like we said, Shabbos cannot be Mechon for Yom Tov and vice versa. Once Aser Achila, it'll also be Aser in Tiltel. The Bir Lacha says that if Yom Tov falls out on Thursday, Friday, if Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Yom Tov, so then what's noted on Thursday is Mutar on Shabbos. If Thursday is Yom Tov, then you have Friday of Chol between. If Friday is the right day of the Sfeik of the Yom, if come to Chol Yisrael, it came out on Thursday, it was Chol. Same thing, you have Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Yom Tov. That was noted on Shabbos, Mutar on Monday. Except Rosh Hashanah is the only exception. You have Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. Thursday, Friday, Rosh Hashanah is Kiyama Richto. It's like one long day. And was noted on Thursday, first day Rosh Hashanah will be also on Shabbos. Siv Gimbal, the Mechaber says, a pear is the fellow of a tree on Shabbos. They're also to eat till under Shabbos. And after Shabbos, they become mutter. And Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's a suffix fell off on Shabbos, aser. So wait till after Shabbos. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah Berurah brings to the Gemara, that even if the reason why you're metopolis, you mafker for the aniyim, they should eat in times of hunger, still it's aser, because no have to be over on the shvus of Shabbos, Yom Tov, just yamalach aniyim. In certain cases, are mutter, you'll give aniyim, demai, but there's no heter over here. And it's not just fruit for the tree, Mishnah Berurah says, anything that is found in the garden that got detached in the ground. There's raw, mirakos, vegetables that got detached in the ground on Shabbos, aser to eat them, and you can't even be metopolis to them. Because if you can't eat it, you can't metal this muksa, and even with suffix, it'll be also just wait till after Shabbos and eat it then. Now, even if you know that it got detached from the tree or from the ground on Erev Shabbos, still you can only pick them up one at a time. You can't pick a lot of fruits up and gather them together. That's a problem on the malacha of Ma'amer. But upon him, if it fell off a tree on Shabbos, even with suffix, it's going to be also, it's a chashash, shamyal, vitilish, might climb up the tree and start uprooting things from trees or from the ground on Shabbos. Therefore, even if it happened by itself, Chazal made a gzera that's also eat it and be muksa for the rest of Shabbos. One Shabbos over here right away. You don't have to wait k'teish yaseh. Mishnah Berurah says because no malach was done by them. It was just aser out of gzera shem yat levi elish.